Democrat state lawmaker says Trump turning U.S. into fascist police state by holding murderers and pedophiles in detention facilities. By Hannah Knudsen on July 17, 2025. A Democrat state senator from California is rejecting migrant detention facilities, holding some of the worst criminals convicted of murder, rape, and pedophilia, as prison gulags. Bizarrely asserting that President Donald Trump is trying to establish a fascist police state. Trump is building a fascist police state, with Congress now giving him a massive slush fund to dramatically expand the ICE secret police and to build more private prison gulags, such as Alligator Alcatraz and the Scott in El Salvador. State Senator Scott Wiener wrote upon rumors of Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing plans to reopen Alcatraz Prison, off the coast of San Francisco. Watch, Miller goes nuclear on media, I couldn't pay you to live next to criminal illegals you defend. Wiener asserted that reopening Alcatraz is absurd on so many levels, citing the fact that it would ruin a popular tourist site. I'm very concerned that Trump will actually try to turn Alcatraz into a gulag to hold the political prisoners ICE is sweeping off the streets, he said, apparently referring to criminal illegal aliens as political prisoners. We need to do everything in our power to fight this dangerous idea, he added. Absent from Wiener's impassioned statement were the realities of whom the detention facilities are holding. The vast majority of illegal aliens arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, have criminal convictions or pending charges. Further, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, explained that many of the illegal aliens who are categorized as non-criminals are terrorists, human rights abusers, gang members and more, they just don't have a rap sheet in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin recently announced that officials have arrested nearly 600 known or suspected terrorists within the U.S. as well as 2,700 members of Trenta Aragua, a vicious gang that kills, rapes and maims Americans for sport. That is who these politicians are protecting. And unfortunately, because they won't let us in these jails to lodge detainers and eventually deport these depraved individuals, we're going to have to go out in the streets and really flood the zone to get these criminals off of our streets, and it makes it a lot less safe for these communities, she stated. Alligator Alcatraz, which Wiener decried, specifically, is holding some of the worst illegal migrants with hefty rap sheets, as Breitbart News reported. For example, one inmate at Alligator Alcatraz is an MS-13 member named Oscar Satan Sanchez. His rap sheet includes assault and conspiracy to commit murder in New York. A Guatemalan migrant by the name of Luis Donaldo Corrado is also at the facility and has a criminal history that includes burglary of an occupied dwelling, forced entry, and voyeurism. Eddie Lopez Jamot, hailing from Cuba, has a criminal history that includes the following: arson, assault, arrested for cutting the throat of an elderly woman in Key Largo, Florida and lighting her home on fire to conceal the evidence. Notably, Jamot also threatened to kill another woman by cutting off her head. Yet, the establishment media continue to defend these individuals. DHS had to put the Minnesota Star on blast after it essentially asserted that the alleged illegal immigrant pedophiles arrested by ICE as part of operations in Minneapolis had a fundamental cultural misunderstanding.